Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of August 5th, 2023. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. It's been a great week this past week. It's our Physical Disabilities Week. We're also working with those with visual impairments. It has been a delight working with Susan Rollinger with Blind and Visually Impaired. And here's Susan talking a little bit about her experience here at Camp Courageous.
I am Susan Rollinger, and I am the Director of Expanded Learning for Iowa Educational Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired. So our relationship with Camp Courageous started many years ago. My position was actually created 9.5 years ago. It was probably 7 years ago that I visited with Charlie here at Camp Courageous, along with one of our other regional directors. And we were trying to find a way to bring the students that we serve, children who are blind or visually impaired from birth to age 21 or graduation from high school, statewide. And we were looking for a resource, a connection, a collaboration for our kids that have higher level of needs. So my first introduction to Charlie and Camp Courageous was several years ago. And then that was reignited recently. And so we were just delighted to have the opportunity to, for the first time, to officially partner with Camp Courageous. We've had students that we serve come to Camp Courageous all along, but this was the first time we did an organized collaboration partnership. This year we did 1 week of day camp, so we had staff that traveled around this eastern part of Iowa and picked up kids that are blind, visually impaired, brought them to Camp Courageous, and then took them home again at the end of the day. So we did a day camp, and then this week we're wrapping up a residential camp. So we did both, and it was wonderful working with staff. You know, we talked about who our kids are, who our families are. Years ago that I toured campus, I was impressed with how accessible the campus is. But then also just stimulating. There are so many things that can engage, entertain, and delight our kids. And it's just exceptional. And so it's not just the activities around. You know, you have things that are typical for a summer camp, but they're made accessible. Just from very simple things, like a safe dock that you can stand on to go fishing. And if you are blind or low vision, being at the edge of water can be an intimidating feeling. But the way it's designed here, it's completely safe. And even, and again, with the water, getting into a canoe with the way that the dock is designed. Probably one of the favorite activities I saw our kids do was so simple. It was so simple. But you had a staff member here that picked up on what these kids like, what they enjoy. They just kind of adapt on the fly. And we were able to keep our kids that are low vision or blind in a group together. But, you know, they had interactions with other kids too, which is what we want. You know, we want them to feel comfortable. We want their connections. These are kids, they're spread all over. And, you know, they go through their entire educational career with no other blind or low vision kids in their world. So when they get together at a place like Camp Courageous, they're not the only one. And it's not just about being low vision or blind, but having other challenges. And it's just a beautiful, I have goosebumps. It's just a beautiful opportunity for the kids.
Thank you, Susan. We look forward to working with you in the future. Our travel campers are in Memphis, Tennessee, taking the Elvis tour. They departed camp on Monday and have a week-long itinerary planned to explore the city. Also heading down to Tupelo, Mississippi to visit Elvis's birthplace and museum there. It's pineapple time here at Camp Courageous. A big thank you to all of our area of Hy-Vee stores that are selling pineapples to benefit Camp Courageous. They'll be going on through August 13th. It's also pineapple gala time. We have almost 300 items up on the auction right now on the silent auction. You can go to campcourageous.org, look under fundraisers, and start bidding away on the silent auction items. You do not have to be present to win one of the silent auction items. Probably the biggest item under silent auction is a Model A replica. This was donated by our friends at U.S. Bank. It's a beautiful 1980 Shea Model A replica. The bidding for that will end at 8 p.m. on Friday, August 18th, And once again, you need not be present to win. The live auction items, you do have to be present to win. And we have four courtside front row seats to the Iowa women's basketball game against Ohio State. We also have Iowa Northwestern tickets that are at Wrigley Field on November 4th. We have wine pairing and four-course meals from our good friends at the Oxoke Inn. We have a culinary team building for 10 guests from our good friends at the Hotel Kirkwood. We have four football tickets to the 49ers and the Vikings game on October 23rd. We have a quarter processed beef. We have so much great items. We hopefully you can join us at the Pineapple Gala on August 18th or bid away online at campcourageous.org. We have the Camp Courageous 2023 Sprint Triathlon coming up on Sunday, August 13th, right here at Camp Courageous, beginning at 8 a.m. in Durkin. Wow, if you want to have a great experience, the day before on Saturday at the Kirkwood Hotel, we have Abigail Adams and Hunter Kemper giving a free program. Abigail and Hunter will be giving two programs, one at 9 a.m. and one at 11 a.m. Once again, that is at the Kirkwood Hotel. Hunter is a triathlete, a USA Hall of Famer, and Abigail the Advocate is a wonderful person who has Down syndrome and also is a triathlete. A big thank you to our friends at Stutzman's in Hills, Iowa for inviting us down for a fundraiser and appreciation day for their customers this past week. Also, a big thank you to Chad Mavinsky and our good friends at GTG Peterbilt for their 50th anniversary, where they have several events going on for Camp Courageous this past Friday. Also, a big thank you to our friends at Nordstrom's who did a fundraiser for the camp and raised all kinds of wonderful money. And our good friends at the American Legion Foundation for once again supporting the camp and donating towards the Bud and Georgia Johnson miniature golf course here at Camp Courageous. Camp Courageous hopes you have a wonderful weekend, a great week to come. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous this year. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.